Victor 91.5. Holly Starr, say yes. Say yes. Good morning. It's Risenstein here on Yom Kippur, Erev Yom Kippur.
Yes, the Eve.
It begins tonight at sundown. Ray Haynes, as he always does, comes in and teaches on these holidays. Mm-hmm. And today's eye-opening teaching on Yom Kippur continues.
And we'll post all these to our blog, to our Facebook. You'll be able to download those. And when I'm all done, I'll post all the notes, too, to make it extra simple, even though they're just my notes. So we're at that point where we're going to start stepping into the more prophetic side, looking from Rosh Hashanah, these 10 days forward, and now in light of Yom Kippur, in light of the Day of Atonement, in light of what this is, mm-hmm. this is the 10th day into this new year. This is the day Adam and Eve sinned. This was the day they chose badly. And so this, if you could look at this in, kind of like in a little microcosm here, mm-hmm. this represents this year ahead. This is how you're going to make your decisions, whether you're at this tree, you got two trees, two conversations. You could go either way, and you could wait for God, or which is going to require waiting, mm-hmm. or you could just walk right in and have that conversation and say, "Oh, I'm good. I'm fine. I'm good." So there are two walls this year. One of them is a wall that's up between people that's just so making it difficult to have a decent conversation. And the best way I could describe that is something in my life I went on for a number of years, about 7 years, where when I came out of that, God described it as being stuck in stupid. And I said, wow, that's the perfect summary. Because I was so hurt in areas mm-hmm. that he couldn't break through and talk to me because I thought I already knew the answer. Mm. And there's no worse place to be in your life than when you think you know the answer. One thing, when you're lying, that's one thing. But when you believe a lie, well, you're just stuck. And typically in that place, you can summarize that, if you've ever been there, as stuck and stupid, because you're just doing the same thing over and over and over, expecting different results. And, you're not open to hearing. The definition in the Bible for stupid comes from Proverbs. And that word in the King James and all the other is you just can't, you're not open to listening. Mm. You're just not open to hearing what's going to be said. So that's a good definition of the year we're going into. And we're already in. So what are the days of awe? Let me just take a step back. There's another wall. We're talking, our president has been talking about building a wall. And so there is another aspect of a wall of boundaries and borders that are going to be set, establishing things. That's a real, real important wall, too. So what are the days of awe and the meaning of 5778? That's the biblical year. 5,778 right. years ago, it all happened. This mm-hmm. was the day, 5,778 years ago, Adam and Eve sinned. So what does it say prophetically, the kind of expectations we can have for the year ahead? And what kind of carryover is there going to be from last year, which was 5,777? We're looking at numbers now, okay? Since there are still two sevens, and sevens represent a sword. That's in Hebrew, the number seven. The pictograph is a sword. In Revelation, Jesus has a sword coming out of his mouth. So, and having those three sevens was God in that last year. He is, in essence, he's there preventing. Hmm. He's stopping things from happening, which is one of the things he does. Mm-hmm. But 5778 is very different. All that conversation, the sword, the mouth, all the words, all the conversation that should have led to repentance, like Revelation 2:16, repent therefore, otherwise mm-hmm. I'll soon come to you and right. we'll fight against them with the sword of my mouth. Uh-huh. Welcome to this year. Okay, so notice you've arrived at a time where you had an opportunity, but you walked past it. And so now, instead of getting prevention, God's now stepping in to make a difference. All right, so if there's no one bringing restraint, you have to do it yourself, which means there's some type of war is inevitable. And there are many kinds of war. Hot wars where they're actual, exploding things and bullets, and there's cold wars. Right now, I bet if you go out in the world and experience some of the things, this is a bit of a cold war. We just can't have conversations. You can probably feel the spirit of offense that's on the earth right now. Yep. In every situation, the default reaction, I'm offended. Okay. It's like every phone call. Well, hi, my name's offended. Mm-hmm. Good to meet you, offended. So, like the seven or sword, offense criticism and judgment also proceed from the mouth or a sword. So, but it's not the sword of God. It's the work of the accuser, right? Mm. The accuser works to bring shame, rejection, to stifle courage. Really guard yourself against that one. You need to have courage this year, and that's what he's after. Action and obedience. He's trying to stop things. He's usually dredging up your past to do it, oddly enough. God works to bring humility and repentance. And here's what we need to do this year. Isaiah 58, if you take away the yoke from your midst, the pointing of the finger, speaking wickedness, if you extend your soul to the hungry, satisfy the afflicted soul, then your light shall dawn in the darkness, and your darkness shall be as the noonday. So this big, tall wall that's up there, he's showing you how to tear it down. Mm. There is a way. All right, so the number 8 in Hebrew, it means change, right? So America is in a spiritual spotlight right now. You've got war, two sevens remaining there, but change is what's going to dominate. The Hebrew number and the word 8 is het, like there's a guttural sound, like think C-H-E-T, but that sound, het. At the letter or pictograph, we had a sword, now we've got a fence or a wall. Since it's a fence or a wall, boundaries, just say that word in your head over and over, boundaries are significant. Hmm. They enable safety, the right people to be in community together. So depending on your perspective, it's a great year, man. If you love to minister to people, going to be a great year. Or it's a tough year because everybody you meet is facing issues that require ministry. Everybody. And there's going to be a lot of anger. So the immigration issue is a wonderful example of that. It's been in the forefront, and it has two dynamics. We love people, but we have to have boundaries. Mm-hmm. So who comes in? Who we put in our life this year is significant. Mark that down in your heart. Be careful who you put in your life this year. Mm. All right? Be careful. Get your boundaries. Be mindful. Pray. Grace plays a big part in the success or failure of this next year. It's all about reaping and sowing. You did this, and now this is coming. And so, in some senses, there are things that are inevitable that are coming into your life this year because you planted them, and now they're growing. Mm-hmm. And so, Jesus is Lord of the harvest, right? One kernel becomes an ear of corn. One seed becomes a plant with many seeds, and now the bad side. The bad you do can be very fruitful, too. A seed becomes a plant that can cause much damage. Mm-hmm. So, if you messed up, you know, you'll be looking, realizing that that's why you have fruit growing. And you, if you don't get those things out of your life and people don't get those out, and why is God going to send you to help people? Because their fruit is blossoming and they were a little bad, but now it's totally out of control. And you're there to help them, to help them understand how to kill all that stuff so that the good in God can come up. Mm. Coming up, wow. Next, it's all about authority.
I believe this is all dead on. It's Ray Haynes, our general manager, teaching on Yom Kippur today. It'll be posted at the Victory Facebook page momentarily.
Look, it's not much fun.